AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A visit to the White House by congressional Democrats today ended quickly, raising the tensions even higher between President Trump and the opposition party. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
It lasted all of 3 minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
It was very, very, very strange.
Sources say President Trump walked in, told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi there would be no negotiating while Democrats investigate him, and then walked into the Rose Garden, where reporters who'd been urgently summoned minutes earlier waited.
Let them play their games.
He's furious over Pelosi saying hours earlier he'd engaged in a Russia probe cover-up. The Democrats, though, say it was all staged, an excuse not to talk about infrastructure.
He had to run away.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The water levels keep rising in Oklahoma. Ari Whitlow's family is not taking any chances. They're evacuating in Tulsa.
I heard on the news that I was supposed to get up to, like, 31 inches or, like,
Feet.
And more rain is in the forecast. Erosion along the Cimarron River is threatening several homes that are close to collapsing into the water. Storms also have battered parts of Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, and it's caused at least 3 deaths. An investigation was inconclusive about a racist photo that appeared on the page of Virginia Governor Ralph Northam in his 1984 medical school yearbook. The photo is of a man in blackface next to someone in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe.
We have identified no information that the photograph was placed on Governor Northam's personal page in error, or by any other means not at his direction.
Ben Hatch's law firm was hired by Eastern Virginia Medical School for the investigation.
We could not conclusively determine the origin of that photograph.
Northam initially acknowledged he was in the picture and apologized, but later said he was not in the photo. This is AP Radio News. The Federal Reserve is still thinking interest rate hikes are possible.
Federal Reserve officials left their key policy rate unchanged at a meeting earlier this month in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, where it has been since the Fed hiked rates last year. In newly released minutes from their discussions in late April, some officials said that the bank should remain patient in deciding when to adjust interest rates. They noted that prospects for the economy have been improving. Inflation is still below the Fed's 2% target. However, some Fed officials thought more rate increases might be needed to keep low unemployment from triggering unwanted inflation. Jennifer King, Washington.
Researchers have extracted yeast from archaeological finds from 2,000 years ago in Israel. Craft brewer Shmuel Nakey has made some modern-day beer with it.
It's delicious, and it's very spicy, and it's somewhat fruity, and it's very complex in flavor.
And the researchers say their next goal is to pair the resurrected yeast with ancient beer recipes. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.